Oh, Father, in that wonderful name of your Son, Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name, we call out, cry out, praise to you. Oh, our wonderful Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you've encompassed us in your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that those that just trust in you, Lord, you encompass in your mercy. Lord, just again, allow us just to praise you, Lord, with more encouragement, more of your Spirit, Lord God. Increase in us the love of you today. God, to know the love of Christ, to know the immensity, Lord God, of how much you care for us, Lord, and how you're so concerned with us, Lord God, and every thought, Lord, afar off, you know the hair upon our head, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you know us. And Lord, thank you so much that you're for us. And thank you, God, that you're with us. And thank you, Lord Jesus, it's all because of your blood. It's that wonderful grace. Lord, it's just because of who you are. You're beloved. You're all in all. You're the Lamb. You're the Lamb. Thank you, Father, for the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to begin in Philippians 3 today. If the Lord tarry, we'll end up in Romans 8. And maybe even Romans 6. But in Philippians 3, verse 10, it so sweetly says, Paul, so encouraged of the Holy Ghost, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Amen? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Now, this has been so placed upon our hearts as of late because so many reasons, but especially of the Bible study on Wednesday night there in John, the power of the resurrection. And as we've been reading and studying, those disciples that had been with Jesus, the friends that had been with him, they were so defeated because there was no confidence in the power of his resurrection. There was no confidence in the power of his resurrection. And brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded again, they had been told of the power of this resurrection. They had been told by the prophets of old. They had been told and reminded time and time again by Jesus himself just days before. Matter of fact, just a night before. I'm going to rise again. Don't you worry. I'm going to rise again. The power of the resurrection is here. But brothers and sisters, without an ear to hear, without receiving the love, the perfect love of Christ, there will always be fear. Without faith to believe, brothers and sisters, we live a life, even though it's all there, we still live with no comfort. We live with no peace because we don't live believing the power of his resurrection. Now, you know how the story goes. Thank God, even in our unbelief, he abides faithful. Amen? And you've been there, and I've been there, and I thank God that he just doesn't move because he's forever faithful. Praise God. And in his wonderful that is faithful and true, he would not allow them to remain defeated for too long. He knew them, as he knows us. And what Jesus does is he appears to them after his resurrection. And then they believed. Praise God! Never too late. But oh God, help us to believe early. Amen. And not be slow to believe. But that's just it, brothers and sisters. Why not believe when the resurrection power is always present? Why not believe when that resurrection power is always present? See, you have to remember back. Do you remember when he was with Lazarus there? And Lazarus had been dead for those 3 days. And he weeps. And I know he's feeling in a lot of different things because he is touched and moved with our infirmities. He gets it because he was made as one of us. Yet in those tears, though, there's still the tears I believe, of unbelief as he would see that. And he looked at them and he said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am. I am that I am. He said that way back long ago. Praise God to Moses, didn't he? They heard him. Because you know why? The power of his resurrection is Jesus Christ. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. See, the power of his resurrection, brothers and sisters, is not a life if it's going to happen. The power of his resurrection is a life that it's coming. The power of his resurrection is by the promises of God, which are yea and amen, it is going to be. And when I step out believing God and believing his promises to me, that it is going to be, that power of his resurrection is alive and working in my life. Before my eyes ever see it, because of the power of his resurrection, praise God, I know it's coming to pass. See, the hope of God, brothers and sisters, know this. Man's hope is an if. God's hope is a when. And I don't mean just a W-H-E-N. I mean a W-I-N. That's the hope of God. God, help my unbelief. God, help me to be quick to believe in you. Lord, help me not to remain in the suffering of unbelief. God, let me live and know the power of your resurrection. Amen. You know, I'm going to ask you this. You know, he showed us with Lazarus. He showed us with death. I don't think there's a problem that really gets beyond somebody that's dead. I mean, that guy's dead. And they even said, look, he even stinks he's so dead. Let's just get it real graphic. He stinks. He's been dead for 3 days, man. Don't you get it? No, you don't get it. I am. See, and he's telling that to you about our life right now, about your life, about your trial right now, about that thing that you think has got you so dead. And praise be to God that you think it's that. Because I am is here. I am that I am. And he tells me this all the time in my life. He says, honey, I am the resurrection and the life. Praise God. See, what we're speaking about here, brothers and sisters, is the full overcoming power. The full overcoming power that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's offered to every single one of us. So by the grace of God, let us not neglect so great salvation. Wasn't that so sweet how he put that in there? He said, you know what? Don't neglect so great salvation. I mean, I didn't just die for you. I got up out of the grave for you. I rose for you. The power of my resurrection is for you. The power of my resurrection is in you. Come on now. Again, like we go back to compare it. What you got greater, more of a mountain in your life than being dead? What's harder for God in your life than raising somebody from the dead? He's dealing with simple sheep. He's got to keep it real direct and simple for us, does he not? And I'm glad he does. Oh, my goodness. Lord, help me believe. Help me to believe in the power of your resurrection for every moment of my life. Every moment, everything I experience. Everything that, you know, God, you allow and will that I come in contact with my life. Every uprising and every downsetting. Lord, let me, in the boldness of the faith of the Son of God, Lord, let me approach it and know it in the power of your resurrection. Amen. See, there's nothing greater than that. There was nothing that could keep him in the grave. There was nothing that could keep him down. What can keep you down? Because he's saying, know me in that. See, in that know me is not just knowledge, it's intimacy. It's a husband and wife relationship. It's in the most intimate way to know that, to have that, to believe that. That praise be to God, there is nothing. There's no weapon formed against me. Nothing. And let me tell you something, the enemy has been sitting there for a long, long time, creating weapons. Oh, I got a weapon. I got a weapon. No, you don't got no weapon. There ain't no weapon formed. None. Zero. Nothing that man can do unto me. Come on now. Now I ask you, I want you to think about this. Who are the happy people that you know in your life? I'm talking about real happy people. Okay? Are those the happy people that you see right now worrying about the election? They've become mad, haven't they? It's just crazy. That's what happens when your conscience gets seared with a rod of hot iron. Always looking for a new man, a new man, a new man. I'll tell you what, a new man. There's only one new man. And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But when you put up man over you, you're going to get it. Every election's the same way, isn't it? Oh, man, this is just awful. Well, now it's worse than awful was. And if the Lord tarry, there's going to be something that's even worse than awful. Because it's man. It's man. But he's God. But see, those aren't happy people. And you know they're not happy people. But happy people aren't, a happy person's not anyone that puts his confidence in anything of this life. They're not happy. They're not. Oh, it's just some temporal experience. But they're not a happy person. Happy people that I've met are the people that are expecting to go to heaven. Happy people are the people that say and know that, praise God, I rejoice in a risen Savior. Now, those are happy people. But see, brothers and sisters, we again have even more than happy. We can even move right into joy unspeakable and full of glory. We are not just people of peace, but by the grace of God, we have been given the peace that passes all understanding. See, brothers and sisters, what I am getting at is we are not just those that are looking for any resurrection to heaven. The joyous ones, by the grace of God, are looking for a specific resurrection to heaven. Brother Paul spoke of it. Right there, a matter of fact, in the same chapter we're at right now, in Philippians 3. He said, you know, if by any means I might attain to that resurrection. See, Brother Paul's expecting the out resurrection. Out from among the dead resurrection. Those living his resurrection full abundant power that believe that by the grace of God, I'm going to blast right out of here into bridal glory at any moment. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a joyful person when my heart and mind and soul is only on that. And you know, God is doing a work in my life that's getting to be pretty much all my life. And I thank the Lord for it. But it's a fight, isn't it? Oh, there's things. There's family. There's kids. There's all of these things. But when they're put in the light of the bridal calling, oh, how glorious it all is. How perfect it all is. The full overcomers that will be raised out of here at any moment to meet the bridegroom in the air. Is that just some fanciful saying to you? Is that something that, again, you've heard and you say, well, you know, yeah, that could be. Might be for brother or sister so-and-so that sit over there in that special pew section. My goodness, you're in the special pew section hearing this no matter where you're at. You got to know this. Oh, God, Lord, help our unbelief. And see, when we're living the joy of the resurrection out from among the dead, I'm talking about the resurrection, the first trump rapture, The resurrection of the bridal saints that will meet Jesus in the air. You are living the abundance of the full resurrection power right now. Oh, yes, you are. You are living the power of the resurrection and occupying right now as a full overcomer in Christ. You can thank the Lord right now, those that get this. Amen? Can you say just thank you, Jesus? Lord, thank you, God, that this is your power of your resurrection, working in the fullness of its power in my life. Because by the grace of God, I know what a full overcomer in Christ Jesus is. I know, God, whatever way I take, you are with me. I know, God, whatever path, hallelujah, that you have had me to walk, God, no matter what mountain is there, no matter what giant is there, no matter what furnace is there, no matter what lions meet me there, by the grace of God, I know that no weapon formed against me will ever have any effect on this life because I know who keeps me. That's the abundance of the power of his resurrection. That's what he's speaking of here. This is that joy, that full overcomer joy, brothers and sisters, that no matter what life events hit us, we don't go down. We don't go down. We rise up. That's the abounding hope. It's the abounding hope. That abounding hope is not just for some moment in time when the Lord comes to take me. That's not just for that moment. It's all the time. The abounding hope of knowing his resurrection power. I can have it all the time. Yes. Yes. That's it. Now, Romans 8. Oh, I like Jesus. He's so good. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're so good. In the 11th verse of the 8th chapter. Here's why we have it all the time. It says, but if the spirit of him, now listen to this, the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, that spirit, that Holy Ghost, power of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Now, brothers and sisters, take this in context too. Not going into a Bible study right now. But if you go on in this, see, we're not debtors to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But by the grace of God, we're called now to live in the Spirit. By the power of his might, that we can walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. But it's all in the power of his resurrection. And what is so beautiful here, notice it. It's the Holy Ghost power that raised him. Don't you think it's time we finally get serious about the Holy Ghost? I mean, really, 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 really get serious about the Holy Ghost. I hear people try to argue this stuff off all the time. Come on, settle down in John 16. Understand that Holy Ghost was given. Praise God. Again, talk about that he is risen. Well, then he ascended. And he ascended to the right hand of God, it says. If I don't go, Jesus told them. If I don't go to the right hand of the Father, the Holy Ghost won't come. He's been with you, but he shall be in you. And I've got to send him. I've got to send him. And when I send him, then you will be filled in this power that I'm speaking of. And the power that I'm speaking of is the truth that I've been wanting to tell you. These things that I've wanted to say to you, disciples. For all these years that I've been with you, you can't understand them. You can call me the Christ, but you have no power. You're just filled with fear. You've got to have love shed abroad in your heart to get over your fear. You've got to have the love of my power of my resurrection so that you get over your fear so you can believe, yea, the deep things of God. Not just that I'll take care of you, but what I intend for you, what I've purposed for you, the provision, the power that I've given you to grow up into me in all things, to the fullness, the measure, the stature I'm going to have a spouse and she's not going to be a baby. I'm going to have a wife and she's not going to be, I always loved how Brother Hill said, she's not going to be snaggletooth. She's not going to be all these things. She's going to have two rows of teeth. She's going to be smiling so much, praise God, because she's fed on the word of God. And yea, the deep things, she's satisfied with nothing else but the strong meat of the gospel. Yeah, you may think I'm nuts here, and that's fine. I need to be nuts. It needs to move you by the grace of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. By the grace of God, I'm getting it more and more. Because when you're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, you're going to go through things. There's going to be things that are not going to be pleasing to man's sight. They're not going to understand. They're just going to sit there and go, aha, aha. But I'm going to tell you something. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. And he raises me above my enemies. And he gives me their necks. And let me tell you something. By the grace of God, I know whom I believed. And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Oh, yes, I'm the apple of his eye. By the grace of God, you're anointed. You have the blood of Jesus on your life. It's not a position. It's the blood. It's the blood. It's the beautiful blood. That's the only thing the Father looks at. He's not looking at what you do. He's looking at the life of his Son that lives in you. He's looking and loving, praise God, the appearing of his Son that's growing up in you, the fullness of his glory, hallelujah, all these things that he is so faithful to perform. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Lord, even so, come quickly. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, brothers and sisters, I mean it. We got to be serious by the grace of God about the Holy Ghost. We got to quit arguing and putting this off. He said there, you know, you've been baptized with water, but I'm going to baptize you with fire. If he already had a baptism, why do you need another one? Because there was another one. Just read the word of God for what it says. It's not difficult. When you're baptized with this fire one, you're going to have power. You're going to have power to love me. You're going to have power to know me. And that's how you love him. You know him. You're going to receive of mine. I'm going to take all the things of mine. This Holy Ghost, he's going to show them to you. He's going to make them yours. It's going to be real to you, something not afar off. You're going to enter in there, into the depth of that chamber, and you're going to say, this is mine. Where are we going today, Lord? I know it's mine. It's as you said to that sweet Esther, and I know you're talking to me, Jesus. That's my truth. That's my truth. He says, oh, honey, what's mine is yours. Oh, yes. Now, I know there's even folks sometimes that wonder, well, did I get filled? And I want to talk about this. You know, I appreciate my dad so much. I've been thinking about him a lot. And I'm going to see him soon. Could not even express to you how much I love my daddy. I miss him. I miss his hands. I miss laying on his belly. But I remembered so many sweet things. I gave a sweet testimony about him Wednesday night, about how God was after him as a little boy. But then I remember him in our home. And I always would have wanted to see Daddy worshiping and kneeling down and coming down to this altar. And I'm telling you, for every one of you, get down to the altar. Don't stay away from here. Just worship him. Adore him. He's so worthy of it. We should be all the time. We should never even leave, should we? But just give him a moment. And boy, what he'll take a moment and build it into. Amen. But I remember my pop, he would, you know, I know he was filled. My mom told me he was filled a long time back. And I heard many people say, well, you know, I was filled a long time ago, and I don't know if it was real, and I don't know if I was coaxed into saying something, or I don't know if this and that. And that's exactly where the enemy wants to keep you. But I remember my dad, he'd walk around the house, and every once in a while, And I'm just saying, you'd hear him go, Hong Chao Yi Da Yu, like this. I love you, brother. I don't know what tongue God may have given. Tongues of men and angel. And that might have been an Asian tongue of men. I don't know. But I got to remembering about my pop whenever he was talking like that. He was the happiest I ever remember him. And he just blurted out. There was no reason for it. You think, John, why are you being such a nut? Because I know it was the Holy Ghost that came up on my pop. You quit doubting the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And here's the proof of the infilling of the Holy Ghost, besides the evidence of speaking in tongues. As you go on, even besides, well, it's the joy that comes in, and it's wonderful. But what do you know of the truth? Do you know the deep things of God? Do you really know about the bridal calling? Do you know the proposal? Have you heard the proposal that Jesus wants you to be his bride? Then that infilling and that evidence of speaking in tongues is real. Don't you go fighting that no more. Put it to rest today. Do you hear him? Put that to rest today. Amen? All right. So let's quit neglecting this precious Holy Ghost in my life. Amen? By the grace of God, see, if your life is just a hit and run affair with Jesus, something that's on your schedule, maybe you've already looked at the clock 4 or 5 times this morning. I've been there. I know how that goes. I looked at it once today already too. I believe it's time to live full glory. How about you? Amen. Amen. Laying aside every weight. Every weight. Why carry around one? Why thank him for the 9, but the 10th one you just got to carry around for some reason? Why be gimpy? Run. My body hurts. It don't move in good anyways. Evan hadn't seen me for some time. Dad, what's wrong with you? Nothing. I'm so perfect in him, I can't even express it. Oh, where he's taken me. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, this is what it is. God, help us to live the full blessing wherewith we are blessed with because of the power of his resurrection by the Holy Ghost living and reigning in us, not just filled with the Holy Ghost, but full of the Holy Ghost. Let's close this up. Romans 6:4. Romans 6:4. Here's what happens, see, in this power of the resurrection. It says in Romans 6:4, it says, like as Christ was raised up from the dead. Now again, get a picture of this. Like as Christ was raised up from the dead, every power of Satan, and remember, Satan had been given power anyways to have any power, but all of that power that he was given tried to keep him in the grave. There was no other greater power exude that was given of God in a sense than at that time, because Satan knew, first of all, he was trying to keep him off the cross, but then he knew if he couldn't rise from the dead, our faith would have been dead in vain, wouldn't it? Oh, yes, it would. See, without him rising again. So every force was there to keep him in the grave. But God, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so you and me should walk in newness of life. That same power. That's insane. It's incredible. It's beyond. That same power. How are you walking? How am I walking? Oh, here, Lord, let me get through this one. That's nuts. That's nuts. I want to hit my knees and praising God like, Oh, gangbusters, Lord Jesus, just like, oh, well, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me as I come to him in this boldness of his power. Brothers and sisters, this is the newness of life. This is the new man. This new man, this resurrection power in the new man, that greater is he. Greater is this new man that lives in me than he that is in the world. So, how about this? How about let's live in the Spirit? Amen? How about let's walk in the Spirit? Amen? How about let's pray in the Spirit? Let's love in the Spirit. Let's believe in the Spirit. Let's pray in the Spirit. By the grace of God, I'll tell you what, I want it all. And I'm thankful. All of Jesus, all of this word, every bit of him in the fullness of glory. And I'm just going to praise the Lord all the day long, because you know what? It's all in the power of his resurrection that he's given to you. Praise him. Know that power. Live that power. It's abundant. It's alive. It's all by the grace of God. He's just given that, isn't it? There's nothing keep you down. Rise up. Rise up. That's your resurrection power. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you again for giving us him fully. Thank you that you gave him to us freely. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Oh, we're just praising you. And we thank you again, Lord, for his finished work for us on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that you are risen. Thank you, Lord, that you have ascended to the right hand. And thank you so much, Lord, for enlightened eyes of understanding to know that you're just waiting for the Father to say, Lord, as the Lord said to his Lord, I love it. I love the headship of the Lord. Go get her, son. Go get her. And it may be today. And I thank you again for the abundance of your grace that we would love your appearing. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.